Hi, guys.
Welcome to the Papers Show.
I'm Brendan.
I'm Patrick.
And we're going to ask the question about, what is a sacrament?
Yeah.
We're going to try to figure that out. And it's really important to understand what the sacraments are, because really, they are the basis of our entire life within the church. Not just liturgically, but overall. Our entire life within the church is based around preparing ourselves to receive the sacraments and making sure to gain as much grace out of the sacraments as possible.
Yeah.
I think that you'd agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have anything to add on to that?
Yeah. Well, we want to really talk about why they are important.
Mm-hmm.
One of the biggest, many reasons of why sacraments are important. And this goes into why the liturgical life of the church revolves around both the Eucharistic sacrifice and the sacraments. Because they're so important that that's like basically everything that the church liturgical life wise revolves around.
Yeah, those are the two linchpins of the entire church.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically, the sacraments are really important because of the idea of the new law and the new covenant. Because hopefully, we should all us Catholics who have taken some basic catechism mm-hmm. should know that we have, that there are two laws. The old law, which is the old covenant, the Ten Commandments and the
old Mosaic law.
The old Mosaic law given to the Jews. And then the new law, which is the fulfillment of the old law and the supersession of it by the laws that were instituted by Christ.
Yes.
So it's really like any law, like the law of the United States, it's a really important mm-hmm. thing to understand and a really important basis upon which to build your life around.
Yeah, because as we've been saying in previous shows that we had done before, a lot of that's lost today around the world. Many of these just following basic, specifically sacraments, which can lead to a very well-rounded life.
Mm-hmm.
Most of that is not, since most of that's mostly not very followed very well today. You know, we have all these moral problems and all these other problems.
And these
also help a lot with these, with those problems.
Yeah, because basically, people do need order in their life. Mm-hmm. And these sacraments, this new law, these sacraments give that order. Because there's something to strive for. There's something that you can work towards and are achievable and in some ways very very measurable.
Yeah.
In terms of their effect on your life. So really the sacraments are the basis for a good Christian life.
Yeah.
Now let's go a little bit deeper into that actually. So there are seven sacraments in the Catholic Church.
Yep.
And I think in Protestant churches, there are only like two or so.
Yeah, I think it might depend on, of course, the Protestant church.
Well, I mean, the most mainstream Protestant churches, they only have two. Which ones were those? So I can't quite remember.
Baptism, obviously.
Okay.
And
didn't they some of them?
Some
had
of them
Eucharist.
May have had Eucharist.
Some of them claimed
and
the Eucharist.
Confirmation, also.
Really?
It depends, I think.
Okay. But yeah, the good question is why seven sacraments then?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I suppose thinking about it in a very human way, if the sacraments give you sanctifying grace due to the fact that they're actions which are in imitation of Christ,
yep.
they give you sanctifying grace. Why not have as many opportunities for sanctifying grace as possible?
Yeah.
Seven is more than three last time I checked.
I hope it always is.
Well, math is not my strong suit.
That's
so.
All right, Brendan.
Yeah.
Now, there's something that I want to bring up that's part of the that's in this catechism book that's quite interesting, is where it says the sacraments are of the church, and
yes.
You brought up a very good analogy of this.
Yes. That entire section actually is really similar to the Gettysburg Address, where the Gettysburg Address says government instituted by the people for the people. Like, of the people, by the people, for the people. The sacraments are of the church, by the church, and for the church.
Mm-hmm.
It's a similar concept, but the reason that they are the reason why that saying is that section, that statement is so important is because the church is the spigot which can control that. After during the last year or so of Christ's ministry on earth, after his resurrection and so on, he gave power to his apostles. You know, he said, "Go forth and baptize all nations. You are Peter, and upon this rock you will find my church."
Yeah, so basically, Christ instituted all of these sacraments and powers, and then he gave that power to the church.
Christ's life was basically instituting all the sacraments. A good book is In Imitation of Christ. A good Christian should be in imitation of Christ. If Christ is founding all of the sacraments and going and making sure to go through all the sacraments, you know, Christ was baptized. Christ offered up Mass at the Last Supper. You know, it's good for a good Christian to do that.
Yep.
But in terms of the church, getting back on point, kind of had a little bit of a tangent there. In terms of the church, there's got to be a structure to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sanctifying grace is really important. It can't just be found willy nilly.
Yeah.
Sanctifying grace.
There has to be a way to go about it.
Because it is a bit exclusive in that the sacraments are for the people. Sanctifying grace is for people who receive the sacraments, and the sacraments have to be received a certain way in order to get sanctifying grace. The analogy that I had was reading from my notes that I have here. The sacraments are like Gatorade, and being a sanctifying grace, they were created during Christ's ministry, and at the end of his ministry, Christ made the spigot of the Gatorade water cooler thingy. You press the button and the Gatorade comes out. That's the church, essentially.
That's actually a very good analogy.
How so?
May not be the best analogy, but it's a pretty
please,
good analogy to
please
get a good
elaborate.
Idea from.
Elaborate. How is that a good analogy?
Why? Because it gives you the idea of, you know, after Christ instituting all these sacraments and all the things that he's instituted, they've all been, you know, bottled up. And he's shown this to people through his life. But then he gives it at the end of his life. Well, actually, he rose again from the dead. So after he came back, he gave the power to give out these sanctifying grace and all these different sacraments and graces to all the rest of the world.
I see. Okay, yeah. So, like, mankind is thirsting for grace. It's thirsting for grace.
Mm-hmm.
Thirsting for the approval of God. You know, why do we have so many people in the world who feel like their lives are meaningless?
Yeah.
So they're thirsting for something, and along comes Gatorade. Christ brand Gatorade. Otherwise known as the sacraments.
Nice. Okay.
And he's just like, I have this nice Gatorade here. It's in this nice cooler. All you gotta do is just grab your cup, press the button on the cooler. Gatorade will come out.
As long as you do what you're supposed to do.
Which is press the button correctly.
Yes.
Because I don't know if you've had this problem, but those buttons can be really irritating sometimes.
I've never really had that problem.
No, like, depending on the cooler, like, they can be really irritating.
All right.
Especially if it's, like, if there's condensation on it. But that's a little bit off track.
That's all right.
Do you have anything to add on that?
No, I think that was great.
Cool. Wow.
We did something good.
We do some good stuff, but I mentioned the imitating Christ. You mentioned this before, but the sacraments form a well-rounded Christian life
in the imitation of Christ.
Absolutely, because looking through the gospel, which is the story of Christ's life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have him going to John the Baptist to get baptized.
Yeah.
You have him instituting proper marriage at the wedding of Cana.
Mm-hmm.
You have him instituting confirmation on Pentecost.
Yep.
You have him instituting confession every time he heals someone. Every time he heals someone, he he says, go, sin no more. You know, like, who's that one story of the late of the, I believe it was a prostitute who came up to and just touched his clothes or.
Oh, well, I don't
know.
No,
that
wasn't
a prostitute. That was a woman
disease.
Who was, who had some type of disease or something.
Mm-hmm.
And just touched his clothes. And he just went, go sin no more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so he instituted all the sacraments throughout his life. And what we learn in the church is that a good Christian should be imitating Christ's life. Man, woman, child, everyone should be imitating Christ's life.
Yes.
And those sacraments are fundamental to that.
Yes.
Because they...
As we stated before...
They are so much of Christ's life.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That's why the church basically revolves around them.
Exactly. Exactly.
So now I want to get on to, like, basically what's their purpose, their main purpose.
Yeah. So what are this? Where are their main purpose?
Well, okay, so the main purposes of the sacraments are to sanctify men, to build up the body of Christ, and to give worship to God. That is one of the main purposes of the sacraments.
And not only that, but the idea is that they are the integral structure to the church.
Mm-hmm.
They give the church its structure. They give the church its purpose, its nourishment, its strength, essentially.
Yes, yes. They basically, yeah, as you said, they nourish and strengthen and express the faith that we believe in.
Mm-hmm.
Not just, you know, presuppose any of these things.
And it's really important because all of these sacraments, they're mysteries of the faith.
Mm-hmm.
It has not been revealed by divine revelation how the act of dipping a baby's head in water and saying I baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. It's still a divine mystery as to how that confers sanctifying grace, or why specifically that confers sanctifying grace.
Mm-hmm.
in most cases. Same thing with all the other sacraments such as confession, confirmation,
yep,
extreme unction, all of those. There's always a bit of mystery in that, and
we're never gonna know everything.
Divine mystery, and being having so much divine mystery in it, yet still being able to approach the sacraments faithfully and saying that yes, these do give sanctifying grace. Yes,
mm-hmm.
I believe that. I certainly believe that. That's an act of faith. It gives more emotion to the church and to the faithful. It's
mm-hmm.
like, yes, this is true. This is really happening. This is, you know, it's like I said before, it strengthens the faith of the people.
Yes.
Anything else to add on that?
No.
Really? Okay.
Not on that part, at least. Although there is that Latin expression that we did look over, right?
Oh,
lex orandi, lex credendi.
The law of prayer is the law of faith. I believe that's what that means.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is what that meant.
I've taken 4 years of Latin, so I hope I know what that means.
You better know.
But how does that fit in?
No idea.
You have no idea. Excellent. Moving on.
We can just edit that out.
We'll be honest with you. We're not going to be able to get everything, because there's just so much on the sacraments out there. That's how important the sacraments are. We're not going to get everything on there. We just want to start the discussion with you guys.
Yeah.
You know? So, really, we're just trying to give a nice dip our toes into the water of this, no baptism joke intended there. Dip our toes into the water of the massive discussion, which is about the sacraments.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think that that might actually wrap it up quite well. Do we have anything else to add?
Well, there is one important thing that I'd like to add about how important the sacraments are. The sacraments are so important that not even the church can manipulate them or change them.
That's
arbitrarily.
That's true. Yes. They're extremely important. In fact, the Catechism of the Catholic Church says that they are necessary for salvation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, without the sacraments, you cannot really get salvation.
Yes.
Achieve salvation, I should say. And evidence for this can be found in Christ's life as well. As I said before, he took part in the sacrament. Christ took part in the sacramental life in the most perfect form possible. And the fact that even Christ, the Son of God, took part in the sacramental life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the sacraments are fairly important. I mean, like I said, he was baptized, so why shouldn't we be baptized? He offered up the Eucharist at the Last Supper. Mm-hmm. Why shouldn't we? He
said, "Do this in remembrance of me,
mm-hmm.
memory of me."
That in as well as extreme unction, confirmation, all of it.
Mm-hmm.
All of it was a big portion of Christ's life.
Yeah, and we're gonna go through that in depth
there might be a bit of space between when we get the next videos out, but we'll be
getting
about
there.
It so
but one last thing that I one last couple things that I want to stress is about who can receive the sacraments. That's kind of important. So to receive the sacrament of baptism, any human being can receive it, as long as they believe. You can't just be baptized unless you're a child, and then you're good, basically. So anyone can receive the sacrament of baptism, but no one can receive any of the other sacraments without baptism. You must be baptized to receive all seven sacraments, and that's important.
Absolutely.
Baptism is the gateway to the rest of the sacraments of the church.
The Catholic Church is both inclusive and exclusive And though you might think that those are very, you know, on the surface you might think that those are very contradictory things, but in reality it's not, because yes, not everyone can receive holy orders, not everyone can receive matrimony, not everyone can
mm-hmm.
not everyone can receive those or yet cannot yet receive them
or do,
but there's always the opportunity. For example.
Mm-hmm.
The Eucharist, it asks that people, and even says that it's a sin to receive the sacrament of communion in a state of mortal sin.
Yes.
So in that way, it's exclusive. It's excluding people who have the stain of mortal sin on their souls. But it's inclusive in that it offers the opportunity to receive all of the sacraments
and all the graces that come with
as long as the proper procedure and proper
you have to do your part to receive the graces.
That's a good way to put it, that you do your part, you know.
It's like a job.
Anyone can get baptized.
Mm-hmm.
All they have to do is have the desire to be baptized and go through the action.
Yes.
Ex opere operato.
Same for the rest of the sacraments.
Yep.
As long as
absolutely.
You do your part in receiving them, you will receive the graces.
Exactly.
Now, the last thing that we're just going to talk about is how we're going to go through it, like we mentioned in our last sacrament video, to our intro to our sacraments, was just the three separations of the way we're going to go about it, with like the sacraments of initiation, the sacraments of healing, and the sacraments at the service of communion. Basically, we're going to go through baptism, confirmation, and Eucharist first, which is the sacraments of initiation. And then we're going to go through the sacraments of healing as confession and extreme unction, and then the sacraments at the service of communion, which are holy orders and matrimony. And that's how we're going to go about it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to go in depth about each one and give you as much information as we can about them in a way that hopefully gives you a better understanding of the church.
Yeah. And that's, of course, a thing. That means you got to stay tuned for the next videos to get a little bit more in-depth looks on those sacraments and all the other things that we want to talk about.
Yes.
While we're doing this, if you have any feedback, please put it in the comments below. Make sure to like us on Facebook. give a like up for us on our YouTube videos. Subscribe to our channel and press that bell button so that you can.
And we're also on Castbox now.
Ooh, what's Castbox?
It's a podcast app where you can take us on the go without having to listen or watch us.
Wow.
Yes. It's revolutionary amazing. For us, Brendan.
21st century is amazing sometimes.
Anyway, you can follow us on there. It's The Papers Show.
Yep.
And we're having, this episode will be posted there same time YouTube.
Yep. Well, with that being said, this is going to wrap it up for this episode of The Papist Show.
Stay tuned.
Bye, guys.